Dandanas. Much of the belts were many piles of dandanas. There was a small collection of miniature log cabins by them, welcome postcards, and other souvenirs. Which should I choose? True, the mouse droppings by the cabins made them an easy item to put off the list. Many of the welcome postcards were water damaged and warped or foxed. So, dandanas. Some were fairly plain, but others had recipes printed on them, mats, smiling cowboys and horses, cross guns, and branding irons. I was interested in the branding irons. When I was a kid, I used one at the Lazy Eight Ranch, which, as the name implies, has an infinite pasture shaped like a Klein bottle. We lost a lot of cattle, but we found a lot, too. Different shapes and colors, not always edible. Not always what you would call cattle if you looked at them for more than a second. It was complicated and disturbing, so calling them cattle made things a lot easier. We would take turns branding the critters, but sometimes we couldn't find a place to brand them. We thought maybe taking pictures of them would do, but many were kind of radioactive and didn't show up on film too well. Anyway, it was hard to leave the farm, since it was an infinite monosurface 3D space with a negative curvature when you came at it one way, and a positive one coming at it the other way. Sometimes, it was all you could do to keep from running into yourself as you traveled up through the neck. I chased a dog out there one day, and I haven't found my way back. Oh, but folks don't hiss me too much. I don't know how time flows out here, but in there, you can fix things like that. You get as many jazz as you like. Out here, one in the steak and...